Welcome to another episode of Disrupt. I'm AJCN reporter Andrew Downland. Today we're joined by Dr. Jay Levine, the Chief Medical Officer at Nava Health. Nava Health is a large clinical services organization that does care management and utilization management for large health plans, while also managing post-acute care. It's what you'd call a convener company, which are organizations that fill an increasingly important need as care is brought to the home more often. Traditionally, Nava Health coordinated between payers, health systems, and other providers for facility-based care. Now, however, the company is directing its eyes towards the home. In this episode, Dr. Levine and I chat about Nava Health's role in the care continuum, how his organization can help home-based care providers, and a lot more. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Don't leave money on the table. Outsource your RCM to Home Care Home Base, and we'll help make sure you get paid quickly and accurately for all the services you provide. Our HCHB revenue cycle services customers enjoy a first pass claim rate of 99% and a denial rate of just 2.5%. Best of all, we guarantee net collection rates of 97% for Medicare and 93% for non-Medicare. Expert billing, smooth cash flow, and a better return on every dollar. Learn more at hchb.com. Okay, Dr. Levine, thank you so much for joining us on Disrupt. I want to start out with background on you, your organization, and also, if you wouldn't mind, on the recent Optum Health news.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much for having me. So my background, I'm currently the Chief Medical Officer of Nava Health. I've been in this role about 3 years. Prior to that, I trained as a surgeon, and I was in Michigan for 15 years doing trauma surgery, general surgery, and renal transplantation. And then I had a career move, Andrew, and I moved over to the health plan that was part of our system in Michigan. It was called Priority Health, and became the Chief Medical Officer of Priority Health, which is actually where I met Nava Health. I was a customer of Nava Health for about 5 years before I joined Nava Health. So a little background on Nava Health is that Nava Health's been around for 20 years. It started out as Senior Metrics. 10 years ago, became Nava Health. We've experienced tremendous growth, especially in the last few years. And what Nava Health does is that we're really a senior-focused organization that provides clinical service, but we manage post-acute care. And Andrew, when I say post-acute care, I'm talking about the inpatient part of post-acute care, which is nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities, inpatient rehab facilities, and then long-term acute care facilities called LTACs. So we manage that, and it's primarily seniors that use that service. And so we work very closely. Our customers that hire us are Medicare Advantage plans and these are big customers, United Healthcare, Humana, Aetna, Blue Cross plans, both Pennsylvania Highmark, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, North Carolina, and other regional Medicare Advantage plans. But the great thing about our organizations, we also work on the other side with the providers. We work with health systems. We work with HCA, Tenet, and that's primarily in the bundled care program, the BPCI Advanced program. And lastly, we work with physician groups that are at risk. So all of these groups bear risk in their financial contracts, and we help them manage the post-acute care risk. So I'd be happy to, Andrew, if you want me to, I can talk through a little bit more of our care model and how our care model works.
Yeah, we can get to that later as well, because I also know you guys are working more in home health moving forward, ideally. But first, let's talk about the Optum Health news and whether that will change the way Nava Health works or whether things will stay more the same.
Yeah, so Nava Health was acquired by Optum Health in May of 2020. And we would be termed a non-integrated entity at this point. And so I'll just say this. We believe that our values, vision, and our mission, right, aligns very closely with Optum Health. And we think it's a really optimal, you know, joining of NABA Health with Optum Health. And so we have not seen any disruption whatsoever through that acquisition. And we're actually really excited for, you know, what the next phase could bring with us being part of being a non-integrated entity with Optum Health.
Okay, great. And so we've talked about this before, but for our audience, can you explain in more detail kind of the role, the convener role, I should say, that NABA Health plays?
Yeah. So when you talk about the convener role, what that really kind of refers to is that in the Bundled Payment Care Improvement Initiative, BPCI Advanced, this alternative payment model, right? So CMMI had built into this model the ability for an organization like NABA Health to convene a number of different organizations and support them, you know, as participants in this alternative payment model. Some of these participants that we convened were very experienced, and we were able to, you know, basically assist them with the bundled payment model. And others were not very experienced. So it was kind of us bringing our expertise to help them with the ability to be a participant in this program. So that's kind of in a nutshell what our convener role is. I would say in reality, what we do is kind of lead the health systems that are in bundled payments to understand how the bundled payment program works, how to identify the patients, what are the right kinds of patients that would be appropriate for our services, and frankly, improve the care model for the Medicare patient. So that's really the convener role.
Okay. And so as healthcare shifts more into the home, Dr. Levine, what will your organization and other organizations like yourself, how will they be able to facilitate that?
Yeah, that's a really great question, because I'll just say this. I think, in fact, it really appears, Andrew, that with COVID, there's been an acceleration of the desire for especially seniors to get care, you know, in alternative settings. Like when they were unable to access care, like in facilities because of COVID and because of the pandemic, I think there was a rapid adoption to care in alternative sites, right? In fact, we saw this a lot. Like we saw it in the fact that there were many, many seniors who frankly would not want to go into a nursing home because nursing homes were hit so hard with COVID-19. So we were able to say, okay, what is the next phase post-COVID or post the pandemic around these trends with care in the home? And I'll kind of go through a kind of high level, a couple of trends that we're facilitating, and then happy to go deeper if you'd like me to. So the first one is that these physician visit models are the home-based medical care, home-based primary care models where there's a physician who actually visits a patient in the home and does longitudinal care for that patient. NABA Health really helps this. In fact, we're working today with a number of companies that are meeting the complex care, the high need care for patients who transition out of a nursing home, out of the post-acute care, and their needs can't be met with usual care. And these are people that are really advanced age, frail, have multiple chronic conditions. Like, for example, we can identify, because we have clinicians in the nursing home, these like a 93-year-old who lives alone and uses a walker but does not want to stay in a nursing home, you know, and live in a nursing home, wants to go back to their home. And if they have like multiple chronic conditions like heart failure or emphysema, they can't manage all this themselves. So NABA Health you know, refers into these programs so that they can get their needs met by these visiting physician programs. Some of them that we work really closely with are Landmark and Prospero. So that's one trend with care in the home. The second one, I think, is really one that's near and dear to my heart, but we call it patient navigation. And what this is that we have non-clinicians. These are like community health workers or patient advocates who, when a patient or a member is leaving the hospital and we know that they might have like follow-up with clinical people, but there's a whole host of non-clinical factors that lead to them not being able to handle all their medical care in their home. And so we deploy patient advocates or patient navigators. And what they do is they address all of the social determinant factors that lead to deterioration in your health. So this includes, and I think you're pretty familiar with this, Andrew, but it's like if they have food insecurity, like where are they, can they get meals on wheels? How do they connect with transportation to see their doctor? Do they understand all their discharge instructions and who they're supposed to see? If they don't have a primary care doctor, our patient advocates or our patient navigators help them with this. And so we've been able to do this in multiple markets now, and we're seeing great results in reducing the readmission rate back into the hospital. So that's the second one. And then the last one you alluded to in your question, but when I said that NaviHealth did post-acute care management, I think I made the distinction that this was inpatient care, so facility care. We're also now deploying home health management. And when I talk about home health management, the thing we have to understand about that is that because we've been involved with post-acute care for so long, we really saw that many, many people could get their needs met, not by inpatient facility care, but by home healthcare agencies coming to their home. And so we always ask that question, so, well, why not home? And if we have really good partnerships with home health agencies that do visiting nurses right into the home, we can be sure that they're getting their needs met. Well, we're now expanding our services so that we can help identify the right types of agencies. We can collect data on the agencies that really do their start of care really well. Are they timely in getting the nurse into the home? What's the length of stay for these visits into the home? And so we just actually kicked that off in the last month around home health management. So those are the three areas that we're really involved with in care in the home trends.
And so was that a reaction to that shifting, those shifting trends into the home? Or was this something that you guys had planned for a long time and now it's just coming to fruition?
Yeah, so this was always on our strategic plan was to, I'll just kind of step back to say, well, somebody might ask, well, why would you want to like expand your services into, let's say, home health? Well, the problem that we're trying to solve is that we observe that when somebody transitions from hospital to home and there's that handoff from the hospital-based care to the outpatient-based care, we see that there's still a large variation in that handoff. And when I say large variation, what I'm really referring to is that sometimes it works really well and people don't have a lot of questions because it's seamless, but a lot of times it's not. It's fragmented, meaning the care that they're receiving after the hospital isn't aligning with what was described for them when they were discharging. And we saw that in post-acute care with the skilled nursing facilities. And that's really how our solution addressed that problem. We've reduced the variation in care for skilled nursing facilities. And now we want to reduce the variation in care and actually help the home healthcare agencies understand better what we would term as like a more optimal transition into home health.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was about to ask, because I think a lot of times people ask why not the home, as you kind of said earlier, but there's a lot of things that go into that and a lot of, as you said, variability as of now. So are there any other ways that NaviHealth can sort of address these, all these problems that come with bringing care to the home?
Yeah. So one of the things that we've been, I would say, a leader in when it came to outcomes for post-acute care is that we had a technology that really started with our early on senior metrics, but it had a database, Andrew, of 4 million people, and it predicted, so it was called our NaviHealth Predict, it predicted the best in class outcome for a person going through a skilled nursing facility. And it's really that prediction which sets the benchmark of here's what we believe is a best practice. And it's borne out by data because it matches you. Like if you were a 78-year-old male with a hip fracture, it would match you to the database of 78-year-old males with hip fracture. And it would say, we would expect your recovery to be this amount of functional gain and this amount of mobility in the appropriate amount of time. And so that benchmark was really the driving force around us driving better outcomes in skilled nursing facilities. Now you correlate that to what we're planning in home health is almost the same thing. It's a little more complicated because there's a mix of services in home health. It's not all just nursing services. It's not all just PT, our physical therapy services. But we plan to be able to collect data through this home health utilization management process and then measure not just the initial entry into home health, but then also what is the outcome at the end of a home health episode, and then collect that data on outcomes and then identify best practices so that we can develop, again, a prediction of what a best practice is for an individual in home health.
Okay, and on that note, in terms of data, this may seem like an obvious question, but it is still an area where a lot of agencies, whether it's home health or home care, are lacking. But why is data collection so important in these processes that you're talking about?
Well, this is where, I mean, I think it's unique for what NaviHealth did with skilled nursing facilities is nobody was measuring the end of the functional recovery. There wasn't a way to quantify and measure that what happens at the end. But what we did is we collected that end of the episode or end of the stay in the nursing home outcome. And we measured, like, if you started with, well, let's say your basic mobility was at, I'm just going to use a number 3. We expect you to get to a number 5. We can measure that. And then we collected it and we were able to use that as a prediction of best practice. That's what data collection in the nursing or in the home health agency is going to be similar. We're going to collect the initial OASIS data, and then we'll have a end of episode OASIS data, and we'll match like what is the improvements that occurred with that patient so that you can have a outcome-based measurement. So that is really important for measurement. The other really important thing for it with data collection is during this process, as we're identifying all these home health episodes, right? And we're starting this now with United Healthcare, is we also want to see as we get the data coming in, where are there areas we can improve? And data collection helps us identify when, where there's a really high performer, how can we use that high performance to message to other home health agencies that, and to say, we think you can do this level of performance. And I'll give you one clear example on that, is that if there's an expectation that, you know, the initial start of care is within, you know, 24 hours or 48 hours, we need to measure that so that we can say, okay, yes, this patient is getting their home health delivered at that initial 24 or 48 hours.
And on a similar note, how can you leverage technology to make these processes more seamless?
Well, the technology that I described for NaviHealth was, you know, a proprietary technology. But I think that more and more there's going to be technology solutions that are going to get integrated into what we've been talking about, Andrew. And what I've spent most time talking about was how technology can help us with prediction of best practice so that a agency or a skilled nursing facility will have a benchmark that they should, a prediction that's, here's what we expect as a best practice prediction. So technology does that. The second part where technology can really play an important role is access. So there's a lot of rural communities that may not have access to like home health services. So how can we use telehealth? And as you know, right, telehealth really had high adoption during the COVID pandemic. So we think access using telehealth is going to continue. And then the last area technology can really support these models is with remote patient monitoring. And it's really this way. And the quote that I have under on technology is, for an individual, what we want is to know me, tell me, and help me. And technology helps us know patients, helps us get information to them or tell patients, and then ultimately help them with meeting their needs.
And so, you know, this is definitely not a zero-sum industry by any means. Mm-hmm. And you touched on it a little bit earlier, but there's clear ways where you guys, it seems, can actually help home health providers reach more patients. Can you explain how that's possible based on what you guys do?
Yeah, so we'll be able to, and in fact, this is a lot of what NaviHealth has done as we've worked with our, you know, health plans, is that more and more we were able to shift the practice pattern so that there were safe discharges to the home setting, which I think, as you know, is that most seniors, if they're given a choice and it's can, and you can have equal outcomes and equal safety and quality, they'd prefer their care at home. And so we've been able to shift more and more of that care into home settings. And now that we're partnering with home health agencies, we want to really look at how we can assist them in, you know, seamlessly taking these patients so that as we're telling like facility care that this facility care isn't needed, you don't need to go to the nursing home. We're going to seamlessly get you the home health care services in a timely manner and make sure that we're looking at how that service delivery is. So that's one clear example, Andrew, of how we can get more patients into home health.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so some forecasting questions now. What's one big prediction you may have about these industries, whether it's post-acute care, home health, anything? What's one bold prediction that you have for the next 5 years?
Yeah, I would say a bold prediction is that hospital systems that have been used to thinking only about what happens within their four walls, you know, the facility care, they will more and more be looking to partner or deploy even themselves care in the home. And I would predict that every hospital in America in 5 years will have an arm that is going to be like a home care arm. Either it's a hospital at home arm, or it's a rehab at home arm, or it's a home health arm. I just think that more and more there's going to be that continuum that they're going to need to have assurances that they're partnering or they're actually deploying those resources in the home.
Okay, great. And then finally, where do you see Nava Health being in the next 5 years? I know things are going great for you guys right now, and you've had the Optum Health acquisition, but where do you see your organization being in the next half decade or so?
Yeah, I think that some of the things we touched on with the home and community space, I see Nava Health being an integral, like, think about how the care transition works in our scale. We have 10 million members that go through our platform. By the end of this year, we'll be at 10 million, which is like almost half of the Medicare Advantage population. So we will be integral to home and community-based services and how we can connect the house calls programs or the home visit programs, how we can deploy navigators on a large scale so that patients get their social determinants of health or their non-clinical factors met and addressed in a very timely manner. It reduces their need to go back into the hospital or into the emergency room. So I see Nava Health scaling the patient navigation and scaling the home health services and doing that with Optum Care.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Dr. Levine, thank you for all the great insight. I appreciate you coming on Disrupt, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Disrupt. For more news and insights on the home health, home care, and hospice industries, subscribe to our daily or weekly newsletters at homehealthcarenews.com. I'm Andrew Donlin, and this has been a production of Aging Media Network, Chicago, Illinois.